Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ksuvas daf Mem Beis. Ksuvas Mem Beis. We left off right at the end of the last parak. Mem Aleph Mem Beis. We're starting the fourth parak. Nairshes Batsa Mem Aleph Mem Beis. Right towards the bottom of the Amud. The parak is really a continuation of the discussions we've been having. Lagabe, the dinim of Beishes Begam and Knas. Whether it's when Knas becomes Mammon, might become as Pater. It's really the whole beginning of the parak. Continues. It's really not. It's a new parak, but it's the same exact topic. Much of the parak will end up discussing dinim of ksuva. What's included in ksuva? Standard obligations that whether or not you write into the ksuva are already considered part of the what's called the tanai ksuva. It's part of the agreement of ksuva, whether it's written in or not. There's a standard of dinim that's supposed to be part of the ksuva. Okay, zakta mishnah. Naira shespata, a naira that was mafuta, that was she was persuaded by the guy to have relations. The Baishis Begam and the Knas all go to the father. Vatsar, and what about Tsar payment? We know there is no Tsar payment by a Mefuta, we discussed that in the last parak. Vatsar Betfusa. Betfusa means a girl that was grabbed against her will. The Tsar of the Tfusa, the Tsar of the, when a girl was Nenas, when one was Ma'anas a girl, that Tsar will also go in addition to the three payments we just mentioned, the Baishif, Begam, and Knas, the fourth payment, the Tsar, goes to the father by the Tfusa. The more writer is going to ask, we're listing the payments of the Mefuta, and we're listing the payments of the Anusa. We already listed these in the prior perk. Why are we listing it again? The Gemara right away is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to discuss why we repeat that. Then ultimately, it's because of the Chiddush later of the Mishnah. Amda Bedin. Let's say they went into judgment. She went to court to get her payments from this fellow that violated her. Ashley Mesa'av. And the father's still around. Harein Shalav. These payments go to the father. Mesa'av Harein Shalav. And the father subsequently dies. The payments go to the brothers. The brothers, her brothers, ironically enough, will inherit the payments that were due to the father. However, Lo Yispiklam B'din Ashley Mesa'av. What if they didn't get a chance to go to Din before the father dies? Harein Shalatzba. Then they belong to her. If the father was already out of the picture, and then before she went to Din, now she went to Din, so these payments are going to her. And therefore, again, the father's out of the picture, it will not go to the brother, but her brothers, the Yerushim of the father, rather, she collects the payments herself. Similarly, Amda B'din Ashley Bagar, if she went to court before she became Begeris, again, Vaita Harein Shalav, payments belong to the father, and then once the Psak came down, Mesa Av Harein Shalachin, if the father subsequently dies, the payments will now go to the brothers. Her brothers, interestingly enough, will get the payment that is due to her because they're really inheriting the father's money, it belongs to the father, and he died. However, Lay Speak Lam B'din Ashley Bagar, if they didn't get a chance to go to court until she became Begeris, she became Begeris before they even went to court, then it doesn't go to the father. Harein Shalav, we discussed earlier that, I mean, this is really the home base for it. We quoted this concept from Dafam Aleph. Here's what we're referring to, that once she becomes Begeris, the payments don't go to the father, it goes to her. So if she only went to Din when she was Begeris, payments go to her, not to the father, and if the father subsequently dies, the brothers will nayarshin it because the payments are going to her. Now, Reb Shimon argues on this Din. Reb Shimon Aimer, in my speak, Ligvais Achimes Av Harein Shalatzma. Reb Shimon says, we don't just go based on when the psak din was, when they went to court. We go based on when the collection is. And if the collection happens and the father's out of the picture, go back to the first case where the father died after they went to court, but before they collected, Tanakama held, it goes to the father's sons, it goes to her brothers. Whereas Rav Shimon says, no, if Vaita goes to her, you go based on the Shas collection, not based on the time of Hamada Bedin. Now, before we go further, so Rav Shimon is clearly arguing on Mishnah, and the Marzim is saying that this din of Amda Bedin Lebedin, that's really the focus of the Mishnah, that's the main Chiddush. The first part of the Mishnah was repeated, just about the three payments, the four payments, we know that already. It was repeated to set up for this Machlekes. But what's interesting is, Reb Shimon really argues in the Mishnah as well. Because if you remember, we had in the last parak, Reb Shimon held that even by an Anusa, there is no Tsar. Right? What did Reb Shimon say? We had Reb Shimon, who the name of Reb Shimon held, that Seifa Lias Mistar Tachas Bala. She's eventually going to have Tsar Tachas Bala. So, yeah, every time when Basula gets her, when the Basula are knocked out, they have a Tsar. But it's going to happen anyway eventually. So for the Tsar payment, she's not entitled to. Baishis Begam, all fine. But Tsar, she's not entitled to because it's going to happen regardless anyway. That was Reb Shimon's argument, Lagabi the Tsar, in the prior Perek. So it's interesting that over here, Reb Shimon clearly comes to argue on the Mishnah's din of whether it's Amda Bedin is enough to say that now belongs to the father, or no, only has to be that he was around even for the collections. That's what Shimon is still arguing on that then. Why doesn't Shimon also not argue on the Reisha, where it says that Tzar B'Tfusa, according to Shimon, that there would be no Tzar by the case of Anusa. As I fact, the Rishayim, Rabban, Ritva, so Rabban wants to suggest that attack of the Lashem back then was, it was Rav Shimon ben Yehud, the neighbor of Rav Shimon, meaning perhaps there's multiple opinions in Rav Shimon. That yeah, one Tana in Rav Shimon held that there's no Tzar, but there's another Tana in Rav Shimon could hold that there is Tzar by Anusa. And our Mishnah is going with the Shita in Rav Shimon, and there is Tzar by Anusa. Interesting, we're making it a Machlekus in the Mishnah of Rav Shimon. Where the Ritva is more simple. Ritva says simply that the Tanoim argue when they're part of a conversation. Rebbe redacted the Mishnayos, he redacted Mishnayos, and whatever conversation that were had, he put together. But over here, perhaps if Shimon only was involved in a base medrash in a conversation, the guy be Amda Bedin or Bagras, she became Begaris, or as opposed to collecting before she was Amda Bedin, before she was Begaris. But he wasn't part of that first part of the conversation, which was reiterating the general din of a Naira and a Nusa being entitled to Beishas Begam and Kras, and perhaps Tsar, Ben Anusa, he wasn't part of that conversation. But meaning the big difference is, according to the Ritva and Hachanami, Rabbi Shimon would argue on the Reisha. He just wasn't present at that conversation, and therefore he didn't argue. He already argued earlier in the last parak, but in Hachanami, that same Rabbi Shimon would argue over here as well. He would argue on the Reisha the same way he argued on the Sefer, according to the Ramban. Perhaps there's a different sheet of Shimon who agrees in the ratio of the Gabbai Tzar. Okay, side point about the Gabbai Tzar, but it's interesting the Rishayim take issue with Rav Shimon arguing in the second and the third parak and not arguing over here the Gabbai the din of Tzar. Okay, so now let's just understand a couple points over here. We said in the Mishnah, we said it so far, we didn't finish Mishnah yet, the Mishnah continues on the one more line on top of Amar Alf, but before we go there, before we go on to Amar Alf, let's just jump into the second line of Rashi in the Mishnah. We said, like, speak Lama Bedin, if she didn't get a chance to go to the courts yet, and the father had already died, the halacha is, then it belongs to her. Says Rashi, Kibla Amda Bedin, Lab Maman Hu Labisha Labanav. So Rashi points out that the study of the Mishnah, we spoke it out outside already, but Rashi says it very clearly, brings that based on the Lamdas, that the obligation to pay these monies, the idea is it's Knas. The obligation to pay this Knas only becomes an obligation, a monetary obligation, like a real mumminess, once you go to court. So the father cannot be Mirish, we have to call in the Mirish Knas Manav. A father can't be Mirish the Knas to his sons until it gets converted into a status of mumman. So says Rashi, if they didn't get a chance to go to court, the father already died, then it goes to her. Why? Read Rashi inside. Kivin le amda bedin lav mumman hula rish le banav. Farmin le kaman, ain't adam Mirish levnai. We're going to see later on, a person can be merged as chus he had in his daughter. If he has actual money, a person has money, he's merged his daughter. Even if the money came about through his daughter, that he'd still be merged to his sons, because it's his maman. In our case, if they went to court and it was paskin, he's owed the money, even if the money was not paid yet, according to Chamim, it's still money, it's maman owed to him, and therefore he's merged to his sons. But if they didn't go to court yet, it's a knas, it's a chus of a knas, and the father didn't collect it yet, he can't be merged at his manav, and therefore will go to the daughter. That's what Rashi is explaining. Jump into Taisus. I'm sure this is what's bothering some of you. It says Taisus, Naira, only one Taisus, the bottom Taisus of the page, on this Mishnah. Leispika Lamaid Bedin Achemes Av, so what does it say? Tema, Tenech, Knas. Your whole lump, this makes sense for Knas, which is not moment to begin with. So you're debating if the father can merge to the son. So you're saying, Am the Bedin, according to Tanagama, the father's merged to the son. Layam the Bedin, the father's not merged to the son. Rav Shimon argues that even Am the Bedin, until you gave it, still called the Knas. Fine, it's going to belong to her. But according to the Chachamim, once you Am the Bedin, it becomes Mammon. But says Taisus, that's all good with Knas. The Mishnah listed other payments, Baishas, Pagam. Those payments are Mammon right away, aren't they? Those are mum right away. It should belong to the brothers immediately. Since those are mum the whole time, why are you waiting for Amda Bedin to make a psak that the father's owed the money and now if he dies, it goes to the sons? Baishas Begam was mum the second the story happened. Yeah, it sounds funny to us. It's hard to swallow that the girl was the one that was violated. The Baishas Begam is owed to the father, and when he dies, it goes to her brothers, not to herself. Fine, but Baishas Begam the money says mumman. It's money owed to the father right away, so why wouldn't it go direct to the sons? It says, Taisus, an interesting idea. Vishema. So he says that perhaps you can see, as far as we've said earlier, that the pasuk compares the Baishas Begam to Knas. It compares it, and therefore, just like the Knas was saying, is not a moment for the father to inherit, to be Mirish to his children, is until it actually gets a psak and desdin to be mammon, so too Baishas Pagam will not go to the sons, will not go to his Yershim, so the Yershim, until it was established as a mother bedin, a psak in court. Till that point, it's considered like knas, and it will therefore go to the daughter herself. The guy's not going to be exempt, but it's going to go to the daughter and not to the brothers. Very interesting, Shakravataya in Rashi and Tosfos, will really taste this point that the Mishnah is lumping together Baishas Pagam and knas. In Lumdus, it would seem the assumption would have been L'chair, not like that. Now, before we even read, let's read last on the Mishnah, then we have one more point on the Mishnah. Maisa Yadea Umitsyasa, Afa Pishle Gavsa, Maisa Afa Range Lachen. And this fits very seamless. Her Maisa Yadayim, that's her income, or her Mitsyas that she found. Even if she wasn't gave it during the father's lifetime, even though she didn't collect it yet, which is Maisa Yadayim is easy to understand. The Mitziah, Rashi says, we're going to explain later, how on earth was she not given Mitziah? But Mitziah, the definition is, she found something until she's gave it. It doesn't belong to her. It's not a Mitziah. Okay, but the Mar is going to explain that. But certainly, Maisa Yadayim is easy to understand. She did the work already. She's owed the wages. She's owed the payment. She happened to not collect yet her paycheck. But the money's owed to her. That money's owed to her. It's real mamain. And her mamon, her maistam, belong to the father. If the father dies, even before she collects it, it's not going to go to her. It's going to go to the father's, her brothers, the father's Yershim, because mama that the father's been married to his children doesn't need a collection in court, and therefore says the Mishnah Meisav, Harei Shalach, if father dies, it'll belong to the brothers. One point before we see the Gemara is the Lashon of the Mishnah, and multiple times was, Amda Bedin, that she went to court. Now, if you're saying Kolzman the father's alive, and she's not a big heiress yet, the father is the one that has the rights to collect it. The money, it belongs to the father. So it's interesting that we keep saying a Lashon of Amda Bedin. The question really is, who is the Baldover? Is the Baldover the girl, and of us the money that comes to her goes to the father? She's the Baldover, but the money goes to the father? Or is the Pshat that the father, till the father dies, or till she becomes a Begaris, the father is the Baldover? That is a Shaila in the Rishayim. Machlokes in the Rishayim, and makes big nafkaminas. Rashba says, he's Medayik Lashon of HaMishnah, that we just pointed out, this is where we got it from. The Rashba says, Amda Bedin says, it's her going to court. Even while the father's still alive, and the father's getting the money, she's going to court. She's the Baldover to go to the courts, and the money, once she gets it, the money's going to belong to the father. The father has rights to that money, but she is the Baldover. Ritva Arger says, no. That since the pasuk says v'nasan lavia naira, pasuk says explicitly that the payment goes to the father. Who is the baldover? The baldover is not the daughter. Baldover is the father. Once the father's out of the picture, either because he dies or because she becomes begaris, the father's out of the picture. Then she becomes the baldover. She becomes the baldover. But the point is, Kosman, the father has entitlement to the money. Then he's the baldover. Fundamental machlekes Rashi Mitzva. Where does it play a role? Is actually interesting machlekes Rambam and Ravid in a case of Meid B'miktis. Let's say they come to the Tevei of this guy and say, you were ma'anis me. You were ma'anis this girl. And he says, no, I wasn't ma'anis. I was mefata. I wasn't ma'anis, I was mefata. So he's l'chair being Meid B'miktis, that he's Meid to some of the payments, but not to all the payments. Is that considered a case of Meid B'miktis where the guy's going to have to take a shvua? Will they take a shvua? It's Machlekes Rambam Ravid in this case where they take a shvua. The way the Achorinim explain the Machlekes Rambam Ravid, they explain that Machlekes Mamish, this Machlekes that we're saying, Shemaka Pilpul, between the Rashba and the Ritva. Is she the Teveh? If she's the Baldover, then when he admits to her, I wasn't ma'anis to you, but I was mafat to you, it's a Meid B'miktis. If she's not the Baldover, just because he's Meid to part obligation, it's not going to be considered a Meid B'miktis when you're not being Meid B'miktis to the Baldover. He has to be the person who's really your claimant. That's the one you have to Meid. If you got Meid to the claimant, then it wouldn't be considered Meid B'miktis. The Machlekes Ram Ravid, whether it has dinner shkuz Meid B'miktis there, is telling his Machlekes Rashba Ritva, and the Reb Chaim Zitzal, Kedarke, Reb Chaim Zitzal, Reb Chaim Brisker, wants to elaborates further in this machlekes that the shaila just is. We know for sure everything, meaning the ritva svara, the ritva lashon v'nasa v'yanaira. We know that's true. The teru was makna to the father, the rights to the money. That we know is true. The machlekes Rambam Ravid. Chaim's going on Rambam Ravid. Classic, of course. Chaim's on Rambam. He's going on Rambam Ravid. But the same machlekes Rambam Ravid, and presumably Rashba ritva is when the teru was makna to the father. What was the teru makna? Was the teru makna that when the money comes, he has rights to the money? Which would mean he's not the Baldover. Baldover is still the girl. But when the money comes to the girl, kind of like her Maisa Yadayim and her Metzias, when she gets that money, that income, Kol Shvach Nireah, Lavia. So there's a further other income that comes to that goes to the father. Or no, the Torah was Makna, the rights, almost like to her body, the physical rights. When she is Nenas, when she is violated, it's as if the father is the one that was being violated. The Torah is Makna complete to the father, and therefore he becomes the Baldover. That is the Machlekes in the Rishayim, as Reb Chaim explains. But nice Kishmaka Pilpul, you have Rashba Ritva lining with Rambam and Ravid. Okay, let's see the more inside. Maika Mashmar. We asked this question before already. What's the chiddush of the first part of the Mishnah about three payments from Vata, a fourth payment, meaning Tsar, by Ma'anas? Tanina, HaMefata Neshi Shal Shavarim. We learned early in the Mishnah of the last parak, the Mefata pays three payments, Va'inus Arba, Mefata pays, Baishav Pekam Kras, and the Inus adds a fourth, namely Tsar. HaMefata Neshi Baishav Pekam Kras, Maisav Lov, Inus Shanesh Tsar, Mefata pays, Baishav Pekam, and Kras, and the Inus adds the Tsar. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Of course we knew that. This the focus, this Mishnah, was not the payments that are made. We know there's three or four payments that we know already. Who the payments go to, that's the focus, namely, that the payments go to the father. In fact, it must be that the payments go to the father for the fact that a Mefata is getting payments at all. Dila Atzma Amayav Mefata. If the payments are going to her, why would a Mefata get payment? Medaita Avad. If the payments are going to her, isn't it Pashat that there would be no payments? She agreed. She was agreeable to this act, which is a little bit of a chiddush of a question because she's agreeable. She's 12 years old. Right? In law till today, we have a concept called, we mentioned it the other day, statutory rape. If you get a girl to have relations, she consented, but she's under the age of consent, it's garnished, right? And so the fact that she consented doesn't mean anything. It's under the age of consent. You could have heard that the fact that she was medaite wouldn't exempt from all payments. It's definitely such a concept, even in the Torah level. But the Mara's question is that if it was talking about Mefata, there wouldn't be payments. If we're talking about, meaning the Chiddush told me is the money goes to the father, that's obvious because the payments go to her. They want to be payments because she's a Mefata. So, Vaito, what's the Chiddush? Before we see, the Gemara is going to ask a question of that in a second. But before you see, the Gemara gives a more simple answer. The Gemara says, you're right. This Taka, it's Pashat, we know about the three payments and the four payments. And we know the payments go to the father because Mefata, otherwise, we're not payments. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? What we pointed out, the Bedin Itzukhalei, Tukhtib Shimran Banan. The Machalik is that we wanted to bring out in the Mishnah. The Din we want to bring in the Mishnah is, at what point does the money get converted to be hers? Or what point is the money considered by the father, and even if the father dies, it'll be the other Yershim, his sons, her brothers, will Yershim as opposed to her. According to the Tanakhama, once you're Amda Bedin, it becomes cemented by the father, and the brothers will now Yershim it. According to Rav Shimon, only once it's collected will the brothers get it, but till it's collected, it'll go to her. That's Machlokes Rabbanan Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, and that's what we set on the Mishnah, just to get to that point. Jump into the top Tesis. Tesis Taka bothered. He's saying that by Mefuta, it's Pshita, Medikah of Mefata. Since Mefata's getting money, if the Mefuta's getting money, must be, it's considered, if a Mefuta's getting paid money, it must be the money goes to the father, because why would she get money to something that she was agreeable to? As Taisfis, Afagab Diklamemer, Dada Mechayb Mefata, Hainabik Tana, Gleishach Ben Mechil. Taisfis says it's similar to what we were asking, but a little bit different. We were asking based on legal, you know, the law of the land, which is that even until the age of 18, she's not considered to have, or 17 in some places, 16 in some places, it's not considered proper consent, right? It's not considered proper consent. Tais is asking, forget about laws of the land. Dine Torah. There's a difference between a katana and a naira. Let's say a naira is 12, she's a bardas. Once she's a bardas, we can't say that she's she's talking about the payment herself. But certainly as a katana, that's for sure she's not a bardas. So just because she's agreeable means nothing. The lashon of the Gemara on this is called pitui katana, persuasion of the katana, einasu. It's like einas, like a physical assault. It's like ma'anas, because she doesn't have das. So why don't we say, and that's the chiddush over here, that the case of Mechai Mefata is talking about a katana, where there's no mechila, and we're going to Rabban, hold the Yesh Knas, that there's a Knas, even my Ketana, that was Machlokes in the prior parak, and we're going to Chum, hold that there's Knas, not like a mayor, we're going to Chum, hold this Knas by Ketana. Mekom Makom Sateisvis, and this is really, we spoke on, we started the parak, that it's a continuation of the last parak. We pointed out that it's not Mamash, it's obviously it's a new parak, but we're really continuing the same topic. Look at Taisa's words over here. Mekom Makom Mashmele, to Benar Ayra. It's Mashmele to the Tana, to our Gemara, that we're talking about, the Tana's talking about an Ayra. Why? We're continuing from the Reisha, what we call the Reisha, the beginning of the last parak. What was the beginning of the last parak? Eilu Nairus. We're continuing on the theme of Eilu Nairus, and therefore the Pashtas are talking about a Naira. Once talking about a Naira, Taisa says, then we wouldn't consider it to be an Einus. She's Mefuta, she's already a Naira, she's 12, she's a Bardas. We wouldn't call that an Einus. It would have to be called a Mefuta, a Pitei, and the fact that there's an initial payment must be, and then a payment must be, that the Stamias payments are going to the father, not to her, and therefore the Chiddush of Mishnah must not be that din. The Chiddush of Mishnah is the din of Amda B'din. Once you go to court, once you establish a Psak, that the Yerusha will go to the father's sons and not to the daughter herself. Okay. Tanasa. The Gemara is inviting you to continue a conversation now relating to at what point the Mam, the Knas, gets the status of mammon as opposed to knas, and if it has various nafkminas, they got the carbon shvua. If the guy denies it, he has to be a carbon shvua. For denying mammon, is the only owner to be a carbon shvua. For denying mammon is pasha, it's enough to be a carbon shvua. For denying knas, and there's other nafkminas, this will be the topic of conversation pretty much till the end of the daf. Tanosim. Anastu petisas piti. If a guy says to another person, you ma'anas, mafata, my daughter, vu'aymer, and the guy, the person that's the accused, he says, "Le'enasti v'le'petisi." Not true. I wasn't honest. I wasn't mafata. Mashbiachani. The father says, "Swear to me that that's the case." I'm amen. And the guy swears. He amen is lashon of amen. Following that conversation is a shvua that he didn't. He wasn't honest. He wasn't mafata. V'yaka chayda. And then afterwards, he had to change of heart and he says, "You know what? I got to come clean. The truth is, I wasn't honest. I wasn't mafata your daughter." So comes that he swore falsely. Chayiv. What's the chiyuv over here, by the way? Just remind ourselves, what's carbon shvua? The chiyuv of carbon shvua is, Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you have X amount of, you have this money of mine, by you, you owe me the money. And Shimon denies it. And he doesn't just deny, he swears falsely that he doesn't have it. And then he admits he lied, he's got to pay back Karen, the base payment, he has to add a chaymish, and he brings a carbon shvua. That's the din of carbon shvua. It brings ashem, right? It brings a carbon ashem, and he's got to pay back an extra chaymish. So over here too, says the Mishnah in Shavuos on Lamed Vav on the base in Shavuos says the Mishnah that if the guy says Amen and then he's Maida by a denial of being Mefata or Ma'anas a girl, Chayev, he's Chayev the carbon, Shavuos, Chayev the carbon, he's Chayev the Chaymish, Chayev the Karen. Reb Shimon paid Reb Shimon's Patas. Why? She'ena Misham Kas Be'as. Reb Shimon Patas because you don't pay Kas Al Piatzmai. Since you don't pay Kas Al Piatzmai, therefore his denial, had he been Maida in the first place, he wouldn't have had to pay the Kas. So his denial of that Kas and then his admission is not considered. Is not considered enough for a carbon shvua because he denied something that his admission wouldn't have been mechayev him in the first place. Amr loy, so the chamisa back. Afa pishem sham api atzmai. Afa pishem sham knas api atzmai. Afa sham bishus begam api atzmai. Reb Shimon's taina was you don't pay knas api atzmai, and therefore his denial was not a real denial because even had he admitted, he would never have to pay. On that says the this is really the first case of the berg. On that says the chamim. What do you mean? That's all good for knas, but bishus begam. Is not a knas, that's mammon. Knas might be knas as pater. But Baishas Pagam is a dough not pater, he be chayv the mammon. And therefore, there certainly is going to be there's an admission, legabi the Baishas Pagam. There would have been, had he admitted, there would be an obligation to pay, and therefore his denial is denying real mammon, and therefore he's subject to kavod shvua and he's subject to pay a karen v'chemish. Now, the Gemara is not going to answer over here what Reb Shimon holds. It will come up right at the top of Mem Gimel Mouth. The Gemara will address what Reb Shimon holds, and maybe we'll get to today, maybe we'll get to right in the beginning of tomorrow's year, but the Gemara is going to essentially say the machlekes Rabbanan Reb Shimon boils down to when a person's being teveya, the ma'anus, the daughter, what's his ikar focus? When he's being teveya, what's the ikar focus? Is his ikar focus on the knas, or is ikar focus on Baishim Pagam? I'm not sure why it can't be his focus at all, on all of the above, but the machlekes says, is the ikar focus on Pagam, Baishim Pagam, or knas? What would be the sfar behind each? I'm just speaking out again, and it'll be right at the beginning of tomorrow's daf. The svar is, Baishas Begam has a maila that is mammon, it's not knas, it's real mammon. A person, the svar to say that he's focused on Baishas Begam is because a person's focused on the mammon as knas. If he can get it, great. If not, but the focus is on the mammon, then he's, oh, that's darbanan. If Shimon says, no, he's focused on knas because the knas is a fixed amount. 50 shkalim, fixed amount. A person's das is always focused on it. He knows he's coming to Bitvea, 50 shkalim. Whereas Baishas Begam, that's going to be totally in. They're going to have to evaluate what's the Baishas, what's the Begam, and therefore, things that tell evaluations, things that can fluctuate, are less of focus on his mind. So the Machlekes says, what's the Iker focus? Okay, but either way, we just had, see the Machlekes, Rabban, and Reb Shimon, when a person is Maida about the first lies about being Mefatim, honest, and he's Maida, is there a carbon shavua? Boy mine Abai Merabba. So Abai asked Rabba the following shayla. A person says his friend, Anasta Piti says Piti, Vamadicha Badin is Chayvti the Mammon. So Abai is adding to the case, and Shalom the Rabba, it's similar to the last case, but it's a level further along. The guy didn't just claim to, on his friend that he's Ma'anas Mafata's daughter. He went to his friend and said, you're Ma'anas Mafata, my daughter. We went to courts already. The courts paskin your Chayiv, so you owe me the money. Pay up. So he's claiming Mammon, he's owed money post the court system. That's what he's claiming. And what did the accused say? The whole thing's made up. I never was ma'anas mafati daughter. We never went to court, and I never was paskened against me to owe you money. None of this happened. La'adam. You're making up a whole elaborate story. It never happened. The nishma v'haida. The guy swore that the story never happened, and then he admits it's not true. He admits that what his shvu wasn't true, meaning the story really happened. He was ma'anas, he was mafata, he went to court, and he's chayav the mummy. So what's going to be halacha over there? No, Rav Shimon Mai. What's going to be in this case going to Rav Shimon? In the prior case, Rav Shimon clearly held that it's a mitzvah b'knas. It was prior time Mata Bedin, Mata Beknas, and therefore there's no din karma shvuah. What about in this case where there was a Mata Bedin, and then he was, and he swore falsely about that? Kiva Dama Bedin, Ramayin Havi, Mechayev Le Karma Shvuah. Once they went to court, it's now an obligation. Yes, the obligation, the monetary obligation came about because of Knas, but the Maisa, it's a full fledged obligation now. It's a regular Maman, and therefore if other regular Karma Shvuah applies, he was owed this Maman, the value of the Baishas Begam plus the Knas is a full monetary payment, and therefore you have a Karma Shvuah on it. I don't know. Knas, and something which originates from Knas will not have a Din of Karma Shvuah. That is a Vaya Shaila to Rab Amalei. So Rabba said back, 100%, Mamay Nave. Avada, once he got a Psak and Bezdin that he owes this money, this Knas, the Knas becomes converted, so to speak, to Maman, Mamay Nave, Umachava Karma Shvuah, it's Maman, and there's going to be a Chiv of Karma Shvuah indeed, even according to Shimon, there'll be a Chiv of Karma Shvuah over here. Eisve. So Abaye asked Rabbah the following shah. Abaye's going to ask a couple of shahs from here to the rest of the daf on this. Like, again, this topic's not changing. Same topic, but on this exact scenario that Rabbah's passing as din of mammon, Abaye's going to ask a few shaylos against, a few kashas against Rabbah. Question number one from a braisa. Shimon Ben Braisa says, Shimon says, Yachal emel chaveri anasta upatisa esbiti. I may think that a person says to his friend, you am honest with Fata, my daughter, Vuemer, and the accused says, no, I wasn't honest, I wasn't Fata. Case number two. Hey, Ms. Shurchas Avdi. A guy says to his friend, you're sure killed my Evid. Remember what's the luck? We had this already multiple times in the past few blat. If an animal goes and kills someone's Evid Kanani, the owner of the animal has to pay a fixed amount, Shleshim. He's got to pay 30 shkolim to the owner of the Evid. We pointed out that's an indication that payment's a knas payment. Because if it was a monetary payment, you're going to pay the same amount for a guy who cuts diamonds and a guy who's just knows how to sew, a regular Evid, there's menial labor. The fact that there's a fixed amount, and we've spoken also, the 30 shkolim could be less than what the guy's worth, or it could be more than what the Evid was worth. It's a knas payment. Okay, that's key for our Gemara to remember as knas, similar to the Anasto Petisi. Heim Serch L'Shercha Es Avdi V'Emer. The accused says, Leimus, my animal did not kill your Evid. Aish Amalei Avdi. Or the third case was the Evid himself says to the master, Hippolytash, you knocked out my tooth. The Simi says, Einim, you knocked out me, you blinded my eye. We know, of course, that an Evid goes free with shame ayin, and that too, the first point, that's not a monetary payment. Monetary payment would be some sort of monetary value, and even that, the owner wouldn't be chayav to pay his own Evid, just like if the owner damages his own animal, not to compare the person to the animal, but in terms of monetary ownership, Evid Kanani belongs to the person just like his animal belongs to him. He's not chayav to pay. If he damages his own animal, he damages his own mammon, he shouldn't be chayav to pay bechlal if he damages Evid. The fact that he does pay, the fact that Evid goes free, the shame ayin is an element of knas. And the owner says, well, I'm early potvalisamisi. It's not true. I did not get a tooth. I didn't blind your eye. Vinishba, he swore to these effects, to these denials. Vahid, and then he admits that he swore falsely. Yachlech, this is Rav Shimon speaking. This is Rav Shimon speaking, by the way. Yachlech, I may think that he's chayev for karmat shvua, tamal leimar. Therefore, the Torah tells us, the kichesh bamisi denies, he lies to his friend. The Mar brings multiple scenarios of a person having money of yenim, either through a deposit, a loan, he stole it, he withheld wages, he has the guy's metziah, either various cases where he denies owing, having yenim's money by him, and then he admits that he lied, in all those cases being karma shvua. But what's the common denominator, the common thread of all these cases? Says the Gemara, says Rav Shimon, ma'ilim yichadim shem mammon. All the cases on the list were real mammonists, they weren't knas. They were real monetary, again, a loan, a deposit, a robbery, they're all money, not knas. So too, carbon shvuah is only the guy's chayav, the karen, the chaymish, and the carbon asham, only if he swore falsely about possessing Yanim's money when it's real mammon. But if it's knas, he's not going to be obligated to the case of knocking out the Evid's eye, or animal killing Evid, or anisim fata, all knas payments, and therefore there's no carbon shvuah. That is Rav Shimon's memory in the braisa. Now Abaye finishes his question. Top of Ambeis. My la v'sham b'din. Says Abaye to Rabbah, aren't we talking about a case where they went to court already? They already went to courts. He had lied post being the host. The story was they went to court about the Einus Mefata, about the animal killing the Evid, about the Evid's eye and tooth being knocked out, and the court already paskin against this accused, and then he lied falsely about it. He swore, and now he's admitting they lied falsely. So we're going post courts, and still we're calling it Knas, not Mammon. So it's a raya against Rabbah's interpretation. Rabbah said to Abaye, even if Shimon would be made, once you go to courts, has the status of Mammon. Isn't this a raya? The Mara says the obvious answer. Lai, Bishlaim Abedin. Who told you Abedin? Didn't say anything about Abedin in the Braisa. It actually didn't say a word about Abedin, and that's not the case. It's prior to Abedin. Says the Gemara, 1 second. So Abaye, this is a build up to the question. Vaha, the ratio of Abedin, Seif Abedin. The ratio of that same Braisa is talking about a case of Abedin. So wouldn't it be Mistavra Seif is also talking about Abedin? And the Gemara elaborates. So Tani Reish, because Reish says, "Ainly eladvarim shemeshalmim aleim es akeren." From the pasuk of Akichesh, I only know that things that you pay keren, that's when there's a chiv to also add a fifth and to be a carbon when he spares falsely. Tashlumi kefil to shemar v'chamisha v'ainis v'vatim v'maitz shemar menayin. How do I know that on tashlumi kefil on avrachamisha? Kefil, of course, one steals, he's got to be kefil if he's found to be a ganim. Avrachamisha, of course, is if he steals an animal and shechts it, right? The sharvaseh and he shechts it. Ainis v'vatim v'maitz shemar. All these other krasas, case of kras. How do I know over there also it could apply this din of Karban Shavua, Tamalaymar, Umala Mal, Umala Mal. The Lashon of Umala Mal is Reba. The Pasas being Marba. Now, the Pasas being Marba, these cases are, yes, subject to Karban Shavua. Hey, Chidami. So, Abai is elaborating on this ratio. What's the case over there? Idlam Abedin, Kfeil and Miyaka. If you didn't go to courts, there is no Kefil. Forget about Karban Shavua on the Kefil. There is no Kefil. If it wasn't established in court yet, that the guy was a Ghana, if he stole, and he owes double payment, there is no Kefil. El Pshid Abedin. The fact that there is a Kefil Bechal, Dal Vehei, must be that there was a Hamad Bedin. With the ratio of Hamad Bedin. So now, if the ratio of my case, Bisham Bedin, where they were Hamad Bedin, I was saying that now that was Hamad Bedin as Din of Mammon. And therefore, there is there's a Din of the Kichash over there. Sefer Nam, Bisham Bedin. Now, the ratio didn't call Rab Shimon. The ratio simply just said, Allah, that there is a Din of Karban Shavua on these classes. And Abai is saying the ratio must be talking about where it was Amad Bedin already, otherwise no one would hold that there's a din of Karban Shavua Knesses, because Maid Beknas is Pater, so it makes sense that there's no din of Karban Shavua over there. There's no obligation yet on a Knesses prior to that being Amad Bedin. So ratio must be talking about Amad Bedin, and once the ratio is talking about Amad Bedin, the presumption of Seifa is also talking about Amad Bedin, and Rav Shimon is the one who's talking in the Seifa, so it must be even though it's Amad Bedin, Rav Shimon is still Patering since the basis of the payment is Knesses. That is Abai's question to Rabbah. Amr Lay, so Rabbi says, very interesting, come over here. Rabbi says, I can give you one answer with a little bit of a deichik in the Lashon, and I we'd be satisfied. I have a good answer. But I don't want to do that because it's not a proper answer. It's a deichik in the Lashon. I don't want to give you the wrong answer. I'd rather give you the right answer, even though I have multiple answers to give you, essentially. Amr Lay, Yechil Nashon Yonach, I can answer you, Reish B'Sham B'Din, Seif B'Sham B'Din. I can answer you that the Reish is talking about Amr B'Din, Seif is B'Sham B'Din, V'Kulub Shemini. And the whole thing of Shimon, which would read very nicely, it wouldn't read so nicely, but meaning the answer is very simple. Reish is talking about Amad Bedin, and that's why the money was converted, the Knas was converted to Mammon, which is what Rabbi had Paskin in Rav Shimon. He had said to Rav Shimon that once you go to Din, the Knas becomes Mammon, and therefore it's subject to Karban Shavua. And the Seif is Rav Shimon speaking Vayter, and he's saying that it was not Amad Bedin, and in case it was Amad Bedin, it's just a Knas, and therefore it's no Karban Shavua. Simple answer. V'shni d'chik la m'shni l'ch. However, a Deichik answer I'm not going to give you because what makes it Deichik? Dim Kane, it's interesting what he holds makes it Deichik over here. Dim Kane, Amrit Lee, you could really say back to me, listening ratio of Shimon Aimer, why do we wait to the middle of the Brisa to stick it up Shimon? Right at the beginning we should say Shimon Aimer, or listening say for Divrei Shimon, or at the end we should say Divrei Shimon, meaning we should just say Shimon Aimer at the beginning of the whole statement, or say Divrei Shimon at the end of the whole statement. Why do we have the first din, the ratio, and then Rav Shimon Aimer in the Sefer, we're sliding Shimon in the Sefer, it sounds like the ratio is not Rav Shimon. So therefore, I don't want to say that shnu dechuka. If I could have said that answer, I'm not going to say that answer. Ella, I'm going to agree to you. Kula b'sham b'din. You're right. The ratio is talking about Amad Bedin, as is the Seifa. However, the ratio Rabbanan is Seifa Rav Shimon. You're right. It's taka all talking about Amad Bedin, but the ratio is Rabbanan, and Seifa is Rav Shimon. I told you, Rabbi said to Abaye, I told you that Rav Shimon's Maida. Once you went to court, and it's paskin as mammon, it's the knas is converted to money, and therefore karban shvua would apply. So I'm michayzer on that prat. Umaydim lech leni karban shvua tochman apachim bevekichesh. V'chi kamina mammonave leirish lebanav. When you asked me the shayla Abaye, you the focus of the shayla was the gabe karban shvua, and the gabe that didn't attack. I'm michayzer. Rabbis michayzer. The gabe karban shvua. It's clear in this bright Rav Shimon. We're talking about a case of Amar Bedin. Rav Shimon learns from the pasuk of Kichesh by Misai. At Tafka, a mumnus, the pasuk talks about a bunch of mumnistic payments. Only by a regular mumnistic payment is there a din of Karban Shavua. By a knas, even a knas post din, where it's really mammon, even a case of knas, where they went to the courts already, and now it could be considered like mammon. Even so, in such a case, Rav Shimon is going to say that there's no din, that there is no din of of Karpin Shvuah. Why? Because from the Pasuk of Kichesh, we darshan to exclude a case of Knas. It's got to be regular Mammon. When I was telling you, Rabbi finishes, when I was telling you that even Rabbi Shimon agrees, once you go to courts as a din of Mammon, it's the Gabi din of Yerusha. A father is not Meirish Knas to his sons, but you know what he is Meirish? Knas that was Kapaskin and Bezdin that now is Achiv Mammon, such obligation, such amount of obligation, the father would be Meirish to his sons, and the daughter wouldn't get it, it would go to the sons over the daughter. Okay. Another question. Rabbi Shimon Aimer from our Mishnah. That's why all this comes up over here, of course, because it relates to our Mishnah. So says Abaye to Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Imlay Speakly was Achimes Av. We don't go based on when the court case happened. We go based on the collections. If the collections didn't take place yet and the father died, Harmen Shalasma goes to the daughter, not to the brothers. You just said, Rabbi, that at the very least, when you were saying that according to Rabbi Shimon, it gets converted from Knas to Mammon, once you go to courts, it's the Gabi Yerusha. Why on earth is it going to Atzma Amai? Dachim Boy Mavi. Why is it going to the daughter? It should be going to, why is it going to herself? It should be going to her brothers. Amar Rava. Rava says, Hai Milsa Kasha, this matter was shver kashmir rav rabbeisif esmatat neshanim. This matter was shver to rabbeisif and rabba for 22 years leifrik, and it wasn't answered. The mesmedesh ad yasher rabbeisif reishir pirka. So rabbeisif took over as the reshiva. Could be he had nusiat the shmaya. He became reshiva. He's talking about after rabba had passed away. Rabbeisif became reshiva, and he answered as follows: Shain hasam damakra. The pasuk over there says benasana ish sheichet ima lavianara chamishim kesef. The pasuk says that the man who violated the girl should give tavianara chamishim kesef. The lashon of v'nasan is mashma only once it's given does it belong to the father. So we're further qualifying Rabbah's statement. Again, initially Rabbah said that once you go to court, the mammon, the kenas becomes mammon across the board. Then we stripped out, Rabbah himself stripped out Tabahai and says, no, l'gabi karban shvua, it's still considered kenas, it's not considered mammon because it's a drasha v'kichesh. But l'gabi all the other kenasas, l'gabi all the dinim, l'gabi Yerusha, it becomes mammon, not kenas. On that, now we're saying further, no. L'gabi the kenas of a Aynas Mefata, based on the Pasuk of Nasan, we're saying, until the money is given, it has a status of Knas, not called Mammon. And therefore, the father cannot be married to his children. He has to actually collect it. Then he's married to his sons. If he didn't collect it yet, it's going to go to the daughter. When do we say that the Knas becomes Mammon to be married to the children? After Pesach Bezdin, that's got to be other Knasses. Ask the Gemara 1 second. It says 30 Shkalim Kesef you should give to the master. That's when the Eved, when the animal kills the Eved Kanani. So the one whose animal killed the Evid has to give to the master of the Evid 30 shkolim. It says Lashon of Yitin there. Hachram lezuchster le'adon el mashasas. You can tell me even if they went to courts, it's not considered that the fellow had a zuchus to the master as it's supposed to be married to his children. Only once he receives the money, so receives it, it's not considered mammon. Is that going to be so over there too? Gemara says no. Yitin lechud. Now, not because the words are slightly different. The words are the same general type. But the key point is the tense yitain is going in the future. Vinasan is going in the past. Therefore, by vinasan we say once it was given to the father, then it's considered mammon. Till it's given, it's not mammon. By yitain, it's going in the future. It's already called mammon even when it's been given in the future. And therefore, you can't make the same drush. Yachi ask Gemara tam lemer bekichesh. But bottom line is, going back to the memory we had before from Rav Shimon, we're saying Tabalim, the Pasuk says Bekichesh, and therefore there's no din of Karban Shvua. Why have to come on to that? Say better. Say even after Pesach Bezdin, until the Nasa and the money is given, it's not considered that it's Mammon, it's still considered Knas, and that's why there's no Karban Shvua. Legabe, the case of Enes Mefata, the exclusion from Karban Shvua should not be from Bekichesh, it should be from Vinasan. Amravi, you're right. Rav says, Enechami, Kisu Bekichesh, Kanesh Amda Bedin, Ubargo Mesa, Dahasam Kikiyars, Avia Minazidakiyaris. The case where you need Bekichesh is Taka, specifically her case, where she went to court and she became a Begeris, which means the money is really going to her, and then she dies. And when the father is supposed to get the money now, the father is actually inheriting it from her. And therefore, in that case, Alts Vinasan, there wouldn't be a Taina because the money is not going to the father, it's going to her. What's the exclusion to say that's still not considered Mammon, it's still considered Knas, v'mekichesh. In that case, we need v'kichesh, and we can't rely on v'nasim. Yachi, yatsu elishen Knas, Mammon havi. Mar says, 1 second, bottom line, according to everything we're saying now, it's not Knas anymore. Once you go to court, it's not really Knas, it's Mammon. But it's still excluded, because the Pasuk is excluding cases that weren't originally Mammon, they originally were Knas, those are excluded. But right now, you're masking, it's Amda Bedin, it's Mammon, so why are we calling it Knas? Says the Gemara, you're right. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Yatsu Elish Iker Knas. We're coming to exclude those that the Iker was Knas. These cases originally were Knas, and the Chiddush is they're excluded even once you go to court. and you post the din, post the status, you're past the status of knas. It's kind of been converted to mammon. Like gabi, the din of carbon shvua, it's still considered knas, and therefore, according to Reb Shimon, and therefore, it'll be exempt from carbon shvua. It doesn't fit the other case of kichesh in the pasuk. But anachami, at this point, it's not knas. It's yatsu elu that the ikker was knas. The original knas, right now taka, it's converted to mammon. So post over here, bring a fit mammon, but the